We're here starting your day right with Marketing Espresso, your marketing caffeine hit of the day.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to another episode of Marketing Espresso. As always, so grateful you are here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for choosing to listen to this podcast. There's thousands out there. I say it all the time. And if you are loving it, reach out and tell me. Or better yet, tell a friend, tell a business owner, tell someone. I love that I can help more people, and that is my goal. That's why I started my business, right? So this is a good way for me to do that because I also love talking, which I'm sure you've picked up on. So today, a little bit excited. We have a guest back. She's been here twice already. This will be her trifecta. And we always have a good chat. And let me intro her. So we've got Rebecca Saunders back today. Video is so important right now. It is everything anyone can talk about. We know that if we're not producing video, maybe we're a little bit behind, or maybe we're just, it's not where we want to play, but we kind of want to now. I think it's really important that we start thinking about video. So, described by her clients as a video ninja, Rebecca is a sought-after video expert who works with business leaders, course creators, and speakers to ensure they make their impact on the world with video. Everything she teaches, creates, and offers has been designed to save you time, save you money, and remove the stress when making a video. At the age of 22, Rebecca packed a small bag and booked a one-way ticket to Sydney with her laptop and just $500 in her pocket as she boarded that plane. She had a dream of living in Australia and building her own company to sponsor herself to stay here. Fast forward a decade, and Rebecca has built a global production company, has a purpose-built film studio in Sydney where she produces live virtual events and education content, and has a selection of online courses, including her signature program, the Video Accelerator, to help make our video journeys that little bit easier. I hope you've loved the last two episodes. I know this episode's just as good as the last two, and I'm so excited to get her on. Rebecca, you are back for a third episode. How lucky are we?
Three strikes and I'm still in.
I know. I think this is good. Maybe it should just be the Rebecca and Rebecca show.
We could talk for hours.
That would be really good.
That would be a good show.
That'd be fun. But I think we should cover all topics, not just like, you know, online and not
marketing and video.
Yeah. Like, let's just talk. Like, you know, we can talk cooking. We can everything.
I'm your girl when it comes to cooking.
That's, I know. Cool. I'm still waiting for a meal.
The invite will be coming. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So today we're going to go a little bit mindset-y with the video stuff because I think that is, I just did a segue. That is a segue. The fact that I just said, because we were talking and we're talking about the fact that so many people get caught up on the fact that they say, or like mine is in the podcast and now everyone's going to notice it. So I shouldn't even point it out, but I say, you know, a lot, and people probably have already noticed, but now they're really going to notice. And now I need to stop doing it. So I wanted to get from you today just some more nuggets on how we, or if we even need to, stop saying these filler words, I guess you'd call them, or these mannerisms or whatever it is that it is. But yeah. I thought we'd get your opinion on this.
Yeah. Okay. So look, one of the key things I just need people to lean into is the fact that they're human, right? We're all human. We all have our own mannerisms in certain different ways. Some people say, some people go, you know, other people go, it's like this, and they use like in the wrong way, and that one drives me crazy. but I think, you know, if you're used to saying as that gives you that thought piece, you know, it gives you that 2 seconds of just, I'm rehashing my thoughts. I don't think it's worth overthinking the fact that you've said it. If you're doing it over and over and over again, and every fifth word is then it's something you've got to be consciously mindful of. And I think it's one of those things that if you're consciously mindful of it, you can stop it, right? And I'm conscious now that I've even said myself a couple of times, but also I've also stopped myself saying it a few times when I'm consciously thinking about what I'm going to say. And I think one of the key things there is, regardless of whether it's an audio recording or a video recording, or even actually speaking on stage, this principle still applies. We feel that we've got to be talking all the time, and there isn't space for that breath work, or, you know, take a breath, take a couple of seconds, let that point land before you start talking about something else. And I think that's where all the filler words sort of go into, because you don't give yourself the grace of a couple of seconds or a couple, or, you know, 10 seconds worth of time between sentences or between thoughts. So I think that's one of the key things, be conscious of it. And I say be human because your mannerisms are who you are, right? It's what makes you you. So if you're trying to put on a facade on camera that doesn't have any of that stuff and doesn't have any of the nuances of you, it's not as authentic for your audience to see that, right? Because they're used to talking to you in person or seeing you in person as you are normally. So don't try and put on the facade to change yourself up too much when it comes to creating content, creating video, recording podcasts. Having said that, I'll completely flip it on its head in that that's okay. That's all well and good when you're recording content solo, when you're doing sort of a piece to camera content that's just you, when you're recording social media content where you just want that consistent thread. And I think in those environments, it's totally fine to have those breaks. What happens when you got podcasting or complete video editing by professionals is they'll go through and they'll remove those ums and they'll make it look seamless, right? And they'll make it sound seamless. And that as well has its place. That will up the professionalism of the content. So keep it in mind when you're talking. And the ums really come from free flow, right? You don't write when you're writing a script. You don't think, oh, in between this word and this word, I would normally say, you know, you wouldn't write it in a script.
No. And so, I think it is, you're right. It's when you're in flow that those words come out. And it's when you're talking probably a little bit more authentically, right?
Yeah. So I think for me, my advice to you would be, unless it's every fifth or sixth word, let yourself off the hook. You're human. You're talking in free flow comms. If, however, it's a promotional piece or you're using it a bit more polished, when I call promotional pieces, I'm thinking polished website videos. I know a lot of content's all promotional, but yeah, that's when you want to be thinking about scripting the content, recording it a bit more professionally, or getting someone to cut those ums and ahs out. And the beauty of, as we said in a previous episode, the scripting piece is you always say the same thing over and over again. So you're not going to get yourself flustered and worked up, because the more flustered and worked up you get, the more you do say um.
Oh, 100%.
And a few expletives as well, depending on how stressed you get.
That's so true. And then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because then you're like, well, I'm shit at this.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, yeah. No, you're not. You're calm, deep breaths, start again, and don't stress so hard about those in-between words, especially when you're in flow.
Completely. You just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Love that. Love that.
Remember, you're human. Give yourself a break. Thing is, give yourself a break on that and give yourself a gold star because you're recording the content.
And we're happy that you're recording content.
100%.
Beck, thanks again for coming on and giving us this awesome gold nugget.
You're welcome.
I think a lot of people struggle with that. And a lot of people, you know, they'll go to speaking coaches and they'll do all of that bitch, which I actually think that is useful in itself. And I think you said to me before we started the episode that also it just comes with practice.
It really does. You know, and I said it, I think, in the first conversation you and I had, and I say it a lot. It's don't compare your day one to someone's year 10.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Because we come up against a lot is we compare ourselves to someone that's been doing it for a very long time and expect ourselves to be perfect.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was. Someone on social media shared like one of their really early videos when they started recording. I can't think of who it was. And it was so funny compared to because now it's like me with when I was doing Marketing Mondays every Monday, the first few were shocking.
Yep.
And they're funny. They're funny to look back on now because I'm like, oh, I look so little.
But the thing is, you did it.
Yeah. Right?
And the stepping stones to get to where you are now is because you started.
Yeah. I don't feel scared now, like chucking the video on me or like it, because it's just like, yeah, it is. It needs to happen. And it's time in the saddle, right? Like we do get better with what we practice.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's about being authentic to you and your message and who you are and just go for it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again, Rebecca. I'm so grateful that you have given us 3 magical episodes where you have shared so much content and so much gold. Now, how can people find you, follow you, work with you?
Yeah, so find me, RebeccaSaunders.com. Follow me on all social platforms at the Rebecca Saunders and work with me. You can work with me online. I teach people how to get confident in front of the camera and how to create their own content in my signature program, the Video Accelerator, which you can also find on my website.
Love it. Thank you so much for joining us again. All those details will be in the show notes as well. So I would love you guys to go and give Beck some love, which I'm sure you will, because she has given us so much content and so many nuggets.
Be fun.
Thank you so much for joining us again.